This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Threats to U.S. lawmakers and their families are in the spotlight Saturday after Friday's attack on the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi by a man who broke into the Pelosi's San Francisco home. Nancy Pelosi was in Washington, D.C. at the time, but 82-year-old Paul Pelosi suffered blunt force injuries in the attack and was hospitalized. At a campaign rally for Democrats in Maryland, House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer denounced the attack on the husband of Speaker Pelosi.
Who would pit one another against one another? Who would degrade our Constitution and our Declaration and our proposition that all men and women are created equal?
That's House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer. The Russian Defense Ministry says Moscow has suspended its implementation of a UN-brokered grain export deal that has allowed more than 9 million tons of grain to be exported from Ukraine, lowering global food prices. The ministry cited the reason for its exit as an alleged Ukrainian drone attack against Russia's Black Sea Fleet ships anchored off the coast of occupied Crimea, which Russia says took place early on Saturday. The head of Iran's powerful Revolutionary Guards warned protesters that Saturday would be their last day of demonstrations and a sign that security forces intend to intensify their crackdown. Iranians have defied such warnings throughout the popular revolt in which women have played a prominent role. Two car bomb explosions at the education ministry in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, have killed or wounded scores of people on Saturday, this according to police and state news agency. From Washington, this is VOA News.